I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, September 25th. The Quincy City Clerk's Office is in the process of certifying the signatures of over 7,000 people to determine if a question about the mayoral salary increase will be placed on the November 4th ballot. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises submitted those signatures Tuesday afternoon at City Hall. The group said they need 5,500 certified signatures for the ballot question. However, they wanted to have a buffer in the event some signatures are not certified. The question would roll back the mayor's annual salary from $285,000 to $183,000. It would also require 2% annual raises for all elected officials and require voters to change that policy. The citizens are also expecting the city to challenge the ballot question in court, saying state law supersedes the city charter. The group is now appealing for help from an attorney to defend their case. Quincy's first Open Heritage Day will be held this Saturday as part of the Quincy 400 celebration. 12 historic sites will be open, offering over 30 historic tours, activities, and programs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Adams National Historical Park will be offering programs at the Adams Mansion and the Adams Birthplaces. The Adams Crypts at the United First Parish Church will be open. There will be tours of the Hancock Cemetery, the Dorothy Quincy House, and Josiah Quincy House will also be open. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum will be offering programs, and the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard will also be open for tours. There will be no admission charge for any of the programs. You can visit quincy400.com or quincyma.gov for more programs and more information. Well, the clock is ticking for the MBTA to respond to the Trump administration after it threatened to pull federal transportation funds over safety concerns. The letter sent by U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy last Thursday requested written safety reports within the next 2 weeks. It called out transit systems in Boston and Chicago, two cities the department said allow cashless bail, which allows deranged criminals to repeatedly terrorize public spaces. The federal government is now asking for information about actions being taken to deter crime, stop fare evasion, and provide a clean environment for riders. Their request also asks for a summary of all sources of funds received for fiscal years 2025 and 2026 relating to safety and security. The T does receive federal funds to support capital projects, including station upgrades and service expansions. The MBTA's itemized budget showed that the T received about $10.2 million in fiscal year 2023, $31.3 million in fiscal 24, and has $191 million coming in fiscal 25. If the T does not respond within 2 weeks, it could face federal dollars being withheld. The letter did not cite specific statistics surrounding crime on the T, but it did mention crime concerns at South Station and two recent incidents involving passengers allegedly attacked or shoved on MBTA buses. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng said last week he will cooperate with the federal government's request for more information. MBTA Police Superintendent Richard Sullivan said last month that serious crime rates at South Station are extremely low and that crime reports are down 16% compared to last year. Avon, firefighters, police, and other law enforcement responded to a fatal industrial accident at a business in Avon on Tuesday. The man who suffered fatal injuries in the workplace has now been identified as 28-year-old David Moraes of West Roxbury. The incident occurred at Materia Millwork on Bodwell Street, where Moraes was moving a stack of plywood at the time. Officials said they were called to the business on a report of a man with a head injury Tuesday afternoon. When first responders arrived, they said they found Moraes inside suffering from fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. State police and OSHA are investigating. The campaign that brought Massachusetts a higher minimum wage and an earned sick time law in 2014, a paid family and medical leave law in 2018, 18, and the new surtax on high-income households in 2022 is hitting the road this week to force a new shift in state spending and tax policies. Starting with a town hall today in New Bedford, the union-backed umbrella group Raise Up Massachusetts planned similar gatherings throughout October designed to drum up support and momentum for proposals the group says could make about $1.6 billion in revenue available to offset some of the coming cuts in federal spending. The coalition wants the legislature to pass a measure that could generate $400 million in new annual revenue by raising the share of offshore profits subject to the 8% corporate tax from 5% up to 50%, a level it says is in line with the approaches taken by other states and the federal government. The change, it says, will make billionaire global corporations like Apple, Amazon, McDonald's and Walmart pay their fair share in state taxes. The fair share slogan was also central to the coalition's 2022 campaign to tax higher income households. The coalition's second ask, one that could put $1.2 billion in one-time revenue on the table to plug some spending gaps, would cause Beacon Hill to go somewhere it hasn't gone since the administration of Governor Deval Patrick, which pulled $140 million from the state's savings account in fiscal 2015. State government in recent years has amassed more than $8 billion in the rainy day reserve accounts. Coalition members say it's appropriate to tap 15% of that fund, or about $1.2 billion, in response to federal cuts. They say the move would still leave a significant balance in the fund to respond to future economic downturns. A former NHL player is organizing a charity gala in Boston to raise funds to support people recovering from addiction. Kevin Stevens, who grew up in Massachusetts before going on to a Stanley Cup-winning NHL career, is hosting a gala for his foundation, Power Forward 25. As a child, Stevens dedicated his life to hockey at Hobomack Ice Arena in Pembroke. Now 60 years old, the former NHL great is committed to giving back to those in recovery from addiction through his foundation. The name of the foundation, Power Forward 25, is a nod to Stevens' position with the Pittsburgh Penguins. While the cause is deeply personal, rooted in his own experiences with addiction, loss, and recovery. That road now includes providing hundreds of scholarships each year to individuals coming out of treatment, offering them a chance to transition to a sober home. Stevens and his supporters have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars through events to support the foundation, including its first ever gala, which is set for tonight at the Seaport Hotel in Boston. Well, the last of the Saturdays in the Park free concerts at Safford Park on Beale Street in Wollaston is this coming Saturday. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association sponsors the events every Saturday in September from 2 to 7 p.m. The events also feature a cash bar and foods. The Friends of Wollaston Beach have two events this weekend on the beach. Saturday is the annual Coast Sweep Beach Cleanup. Volunteers will gather at the south end of the beach from 10 a.m. to noon for the annual fall cleaning. And then on Sunday, the Friends will be hosting a kite festival on the beach from 2 to 4:30. The Neponset River Watershed Association will hold their biannual Neponset River Fall Cleanup this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. Volunteers will gather at locations in Quincy, Dorchester, Hyde Park, Milton, Mattapan, Canton, Norwood, and Walpole to remove trash and invasive species. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office will host their third annual PMC Kids Ride with the Cohasset Police Department on Sunday. The family-friendly community event invites children from 2 to 15 to participate in bike rides at the Deer Hill School and Osgood School in Cohasset from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the funds raised will support the Jimmy Fund for Cancer Research. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 171. The NASDAQ fell 75, and the S&P lost 18. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $64 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-1 in Toronto last night. They're back at it tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today, rain could be heavy at times at a high of 71. For tonight, showers, a low of 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warm, high of 80. Saturday, sun and clouds, high of 77. Cloudy on Sunday and a high 76. The marine forecast calls for 2 to 3 foot waves, southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 2:16 p.m. Sunrise 6:34, sets at 6:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, September 25th.